This Mindful Birding Award was given jointly to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the Friends of the Alaska National Wildlife Refuges for the Kachemak Bay Festival.
We have been looking around for a while for a good source to explain some good birding ethics. We have quite a few beginners, so it's good to give them sort of a code of conduct of birding, and also for, you know, longtime birders too.
Robbie Mixon is the festival director. She says that they were contacted by the award's coordinators, who provided them with a comprehensive set of ethical birding goals.
I think it just gives good guidelines on how to behave around other people and, more importantly, around the birds, so we aren't invasive on their environment and what they got going on.
Then they were able to pare that list down to make it fit this event specifically. Marla Morrissey is the founder of the Mindful Birding Project.
And I hope by not telling people exactly what to do, that this project just gives them a foundation to build up an agreement that can bring our consciences in line with our actions in how we treat wildlife.
As part of the award process, the Shorebird Festival adopted 4 points they'd like participants to follow, which they call Birding Ethics 101. Number one, wildlife comes first, meaning the bird's welfare is the festival's highest priority. Second, they ask people to respect others and practice safety, meaning be mindful of other birders and everyone else who might be nearby. Third, they hope birders enjoy their birding experiences and take the time to be quiet and patient and have fun. And finally, they encourage participants to support conservation and be green.
Any festival that can promote habitat conservation is a wonderful festival in my book. If we're not mindful of the habitat being there, we're kind of doomed, I think. So we need to be mindful of the future and that wildlife habitat is protected.
This multifaceted approach to ethical birding is why Morrissey says she started the award project in the first place. After traveling to many festivals around the country, she found they often didn't have any written guiding principles for the participants to follow. Then there were lifetime birders, sometimes set in their ways, and newcomers to the practice who were eager to learn and try new things, but maybe didn't have any foundation to build on. So Morrissey says she found that birders covered the spectrum and could sometimes just use a baseline for good practice that everyone could agree upon. Mixon says she, for one, has learned on the go through partnerships like this.
I think birds are just really cool. I was definitely not a birder when I started this job. I wouldn't really claim to be a birder now, but just by osmosis, I've learned a lot.
On the other hand, Morrissey has been a birder since she was just a little girl.
And something just lights up in me. I get excited. I'm in awe. It's a visual experience to see the birds through binoculars. They look like little jewels, their feathers and all their colors. I just get really excited to be in nature and to be close to something that is so beautiful.
She now says she hopes this award and what it stands for will encourage birders of all stripes to find the same kind of passion that she has and stick with it in a sustainable way. In Homer, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.